Welcome. Today, we're discussing some awesome VS Code debugging tips. It's crucial for developers, right?
Absolutely. Debugging is like detective work for code, and VS Code has some serious tools. So what's the scoop?
Well, for basic JavaScript and Node.js, it's plug and play. Just set breakpoints by clicking next to the line numbers. Then, hit Run and Debug. It's that easy. You pick Node.js if it's your first time. VS Code will even create a default launch configuration for you.
I see. Interesting. So what happens when you hit a breakpoint?
Magic. Just kidding. The left pane shows your variables, watch, call stack, and loaded scripts. Super helpful for understanding what's going on.
Got it. And the debug toolbar at the top? What's the deal with that?
Ah, the control center. Continue. Step over, step into, step out, restart, and stomp. It's like a DJ's mixer for your code.
Love the analogy. What about more complex projects?
Excellent question. For C/C++, you'll need extensions like the C/C++ extension pack. Our example shows polymorphism in action. You'll need the right extensions and potentially a compiler and debugger setup. The project calculates salaries differently for employees versus contractors.
I see. So how do these extensions change the debugging process?
They provide language-specific debugging support. VS Code becomes aware of the syntax, can provide IntelliSense, and handle debugging sessions correctly. The input talks about using the CC++ dev kit, the CC++ extension, and the .NET install tool to set up VS Code for a C++ debugging example. You set breakpoints, step through, inspect variables, the works.
Awesome! What about debugging web apps like React?
Great point. The input shows a CRUD React app. Key thing, configure your launch.json for the right port, usually 3000. Specify the type, request, name, URL, and web root correctly, or VS Code will get lost. There is some useful additional info about what these properties in the JSON file do.
So, similar process, but with a web app twist.
Exactly. You can still manipulate variables, set conditional breakpoints. Imagine only breaking when first name is Adrian.
That's slick. What about console log?
Ah, the trusty console log. You can see your output in the debug console, which is super helpful for seeing values and understanding program flow. The input actually shows an example on line 15.
Any other cool tricks?
Debugging with Edge within VS Code gives you access to Edge dev tools right inside the editor. You can modify elements on the fly, like changing text color or background. It's like having a browser inspector embedded in VS Code. You even get that snazzy elements tab. So, I heartily recommend it.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So much debugging power in VS Code.
It's a game changer. And the input also provides tons of resources, like links to documentation, extensions, and even a shout out to the React app creator. If you want more, leave a comment. Maybe we'll do a part two.
Sounds good. This was super helpful. Thanks for the deep dive into VS Code debugging.
My pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone, and happy debugging.
Goodbye.